When Barry Sweetman was told by his daughter to get on social media because it would be a valuable outlet for him to share his opinion, nobody would have necessarily guessed that this was to become the start of the most trenchantly expressed views probably ever heard on any platform anywhere on rhubarb. But then Barry is a fruit and veg wholesaler in Cork. Barry, very good morning to you.
Good morning, Philip. How are you keeping?
You believe without exception that there isn't a menu anywhere in the country that should be without rhubarb for the next few weeks.
Well, while it's in season, and the point I was making is we don't celebrate seasonality in Irish produce, and rhubarb comes into season, you know, mid-February to mid-May, and then it comes back in from mid-June to mid-September, and I find there's a detach in the industry for Irish seasonal product, because like in my lifetime we have all of the product all of the time, but where it's coming from, you know, I can bring rhubarb from Holland, I can bring rhubarb from different countries, like, you know, I have strawberries in January from Egypt, Israel, I even had them from Ethiopia one time, you know, so the general consumer or the restaurant or the hotel will put stuff on a product on the menu. When we need to develop a relationship where when the rhubarb starts in mid-February, everybody puts it on the menu, and you see it in every restaurant, every hotel, and, you know, we use the product when it's in season, celebrate the product, make more use of the product in its season. And the same for Irish strawberries, Irish blackberries, Irish raspberries, you know, when they start, like most of us are buying raspberries in the supermarket, and Portugal, Spain, do you know what I mean? Chile, it could be anywhere, and we don't know. And the consumption doesn't increase when the Irish comes in. Whereas if we could, you know, get that connection that people know the seasonality, so with the Irish strawberries are starting now, we all jump into the Irish strawberries, and, you know, our consumption goes up, or, you know, the Irish raspberries start the end of this month, Irish blackberries are starting the June. You know, we're not, and rhubarb is, you know, a very old-fashioned product, and it's kind of gone out of fashion.
So you're saying is we're not creating a space in the calendar and on the supermarket shelves for rhubarb in the way that we do for strawberries, because there's been strawberries coming in from the Netherlands for the last couple of weeks, which is space that could probably have been given to rhubarb.
100%, and like if you go through them February, March, April, now if Irish strawberries started this week, but for the last 3 months I would have been selling 200 odd boxes of strawberries from, and they come in from Holland, and I'm selling 50-60 boxes of rhubarb, which is 10 miles away from me in Callaghanline, and actually it's better value. It's nearly 50% cheaper. I was working out today, like, you know, for weight, if you weigh a bunch of rhubarb versus a punnet of strawberries, you're getting double value. So we're not aware. I just feel that we're in my lifetime has changed.
Let me bring in Eunice Power from Waterford. Waterford's one of Waterford's most celebrated chefs. Good morning to you, Eunice. What are the more novel twists on rhubarb, please? Because I have a feeling that you're not going to sell many people on something as old-fashioned as rhubarb and custard.
Yeah, good morning, Philip. Thank you for having me on. I'm a huge fan of rhubarb. I think that at the beginning, it's the first thing that comes up in the garden every year. It's a real sort of symbol of hope and of the new year starting. And in Waterford, we use a lot of rhubarb. In fact, we had a festival here 2 weeks ago, and we had 9 pop-up restaurants, and I had to check the menus. Rhubarb and lamb weren't on all of them. Because it's because when we're talking about eating seasonally and eating locally this time of the year, rhubarb is the one vegetable, actually, it's not a fruit, that that is widely available, and it grows really well. And it grows really well in Ireland because of our great rainfall. Rhubarb is 95% liquid, water.
Okay. Give me some menu or some recipe ideas quickly.
Okay, so a rhubarb fool, a gorgeous thing to make, really simple. Chop up some rhubarb in a pan with some sugar to taste. Rhubarb's quite bitter. Cool it down, whisk it in with some cream and some nice Irish Greek yogurt. Really simple. And you can sprinkle a little bit of brown sugar on top. to just give it a nice crust. If you're making a crumble with rhubarb, you literally have the raw rhubarb. You mix it with some ground ginger, maybe a little bit of orange rind, some caster sugar, tiny bit of water, but you need a lot of crumble on top, about twice as much crumble as you'd use with apple because of the liquidy content.
Very good. All right. And two great ideas there. I'm afraid that's where I'm going to have to leave it, though. Eunice Power in Waterford and Barra Sweetman in Cork. Thank you both very much.